When Melissa Murray Bailey approached Philadelphia's Republican Party about running for mayor in next month's general election, she knew she was a long shot. Philadelphia has not had a Republican mayor since the early 1950s, and Democrats now outnumber Republicans 7-1 in the city. WHYY's Katie Culinary has this look at what it's like to run as an underdog in a one-party town.
If you ask Melissa Murray Bailey why she's running for mayor, no, seriously, why she's running for mayor, given the odds against Republicans, here's what she says.
I had a great life before this. This wasn't the next step in my career. It's actually so far from the next step in my career. They're not even on the same highway. But I cannot stand by.
At 36, Bailey is already a well-respected businesswoman. She's an executive at Universum, a Swedish firm that helps employers market to fresh talent. Bailey grew up in South Jersey and has lived in Washington, D.C., Australia, and Singapore. She moved to Philadelphia with her husband and young daughter 3 years ago. She's never run for office before, but Bailey insists she has what it takes to start fixing some of the city's most intractable problems.
I know that there are things that can be done differently, and I couldn't sleep at night knowing that there's that opportunity to impact people's lives in a different way and not do anything about it.
So Bailey's cut back at her day job to run for mayor. Her strategy is to meet as many people as she can before Election Day, convinced that she could earn their vote if they would only give her the time.
So let me take you inside.
Okay.
On a recent morning, Bailey is making her first campaign stop of the day at Career Wardrobe. The nonprofit helps people, including former inmates, get back into the workforce. First, she gets a tour. Then she makes her pitch.
So when I think about the two kind of key areas that I would organize everyone against around. The first would be reading by third grade. Mm-hmm. We have so many nonprofits that are doing things in that area. Mm-hmm. Let's get everything focused around that. And then the other thing is the pathway to work.
Mm-hmm. And Bailey vows to get all third graders in Philadelphia reading at grade level by the end of her first term. She also wants schools to make students ready for jobs, whether they graduate or not, and to beef up programs that help adults find work. Democratic nominee and longtime councilman Jim Kenney has also visited Career Wardrobe. Executive Director Sherry Cole thinks Bailey has some good ideas for fighting poverty.
But was sort of less familiar with some of the nuances of what's going on. And I just felt our conversation with Councilman Kenney went more into depth.
And that's the thing about Bailey's campaign. She's learning the ropes while running for the city's highest office.
Look, you know, we realize she lacked in political experience and probably local connections. And I understand many of the Democrats have those things, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Joe DeFelice is the executive director of the Republican City Committee. He sees Bailey as a fresh face for Philly's grand old party. And when it comes to her lack of insider knowledge, he says maybe that's a strength, not a weakness.
The system has been broken for a long time, and we've elected insider mayor after insider mayor after insider mayor, and the system still hasn't been fixed.
Unfortunately for Bailey, the city's Republican Party just doesn't have the money or the clout to help her push that message. She's only raised about $20,000 herself, and so far, there are no plans for the kind of TV ads that moved Kenney to victory in the Democratic primary. So she's trying, mostly on her own steam.
Pretty good?
After her visit to Career Wardrobe, Bailey called a press conference on a street corner in North Philadelphia, close to the site of a recent shooting.
We've had kids getting grazed by bullets. We've had shootings at playgrounds and neighborhood picnics. And yet, nobody is talking about this. We are in a time of crisis in our city.
Longtime anti-violence advocate Terry Starks was by her side. He told the small group of reporters gathered he's promoting Bailey because he didn't get the support he wanted from Kenney.
I don't have nothing against Jim Kenney. What I'm saying is, you reaching out to the wrong people. Them guys is not coming outside. They got so comfortable in the spots that they're at that they don't care about the actual human and humanity of the people. And we for the people.
It's not exactly a full-throated endorsement. With about 2 weeks until Election Day, Bailey is already willing to admit she's not sure she'd run for office again.
I don't know about politics in the future after this. It's what everyone thinks it is.
Politics, she says, is corrupt, and success is based on the people you know and how much money you have. Running for mayor has been a baptism by fire, but at least Bailey says she's figured out what she's fighting for, even if she loses. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.